With COVID-19's latest wave showing few signs of abating, concerns are deepening as more and more workers in vital sectors are sidelined by the pandemic. In Ontario, where the number of COVID patients in hospital has ballooned by a factor of 5 in just 2 weeks to 2,279, numerous hospitals are reporting massive staff absences due to COVID-19 diagnoses. Outbreaks in the province's long-term care homes have led to staff absences of 20-30% in some areas as COVID's highly infectious Omicron variant drives up case counts. Anthony Dale, president of the Ontario Hospital Association, is calling it a dire situation. In Quebec, the government says about 20,000 healthcare workers are off the job after testing positive or being exposed to the virus. And 4 federal prisons in the province say they are now, very close, to experiencing staff shortages for the same reason. Hospitals in New Brunswick say they too are struggling with staffing issues due to coronavirus infections. In addition to the healthcare sector, police forces in Edmonton, Calgary and Winnipeg are facing similar staffing problems, as is Winnipeg Transit and the fire department in Prince Rupert in northwestern British Columbia. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 7, 2022. The Canadian Press.